Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial County. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
I'm like, what is my name? Because we have a two wonderful guests today, and we're going to jump right into the show because to talk up the guests is going to take a little bit of a time. So we're going to spend it wisely today. We are here to discuss the Road to Calm workbook, which is a brilliant little series of ways to self-manage your life to stop runaway emotions. It's a co-authored book, so we have both authors here today by virtue of modern technology. We are joined by Dr. Carolyn Deitch, and we are also joined by Lisa Lorberbaum. That's why I was like forgetting my own name. but I think I got those. So let me tell you about them. Carolyn is a doctor, she's a psychologist in private practice for more than 30 years. She's trainer, author, presenter, and director for the Center of Anxiety Disorders in Farmington Hills, Michigan. So a fellow Michigander.
Right.
A consultant with the University of Michigan School of Medicine's Department of Complementary and Alternative Research. Perfect place to work in anxiety since Michigan State has beaten them in football 7 of the last 8 years. I'm sure that's kind of wearing on them at this point. She served 3 terms on the Executive Council of the American Society of Clinical Hypnosis, so we'll talk a little bit about hypnosis with Carolyn today, and is a member at large for the psychology unit of that. She was elected, here we go. She's an APA officer in Division 30. What is Division 30? I'm sorry, Carolyn.
Well, I'm not right now. I was an officer in the American Psychological Association Division of Hypnosis. There are a number of different professional organizations for people who practice hypnosis, and the American Psychological Association has a division, and I've served as an officer for them as well as the American Society of Clinical Hypnosis.
Nice. So you are an expert in hypnosis.
I've been doing it a long time, and I do I use it a lot in my practice, and I also do a lot of teaching, training other professionals how to do hypnosis.
Nice. And you've written several books, right?
Yep, I've written 4 books, the first one that most professionals in my niche area know about is the Affect Regulation Toolbox, and then we did something on anxiety disorders for lay people and professionals, and then Lisa and I joined forces on just an area of passion for me, and that one was anxious in love about relationships when one person has anxiety, how it affects the dynamic. And then they were pushing me to do a workbook based on the Affect Regulation Toolbox. And I thought, oh, I'm tired. I'm not going to do it unless Lisa helps me. I'm getting old and tired. So they said, okay, whatever, but get the workbook done. And so Lisa has been fantastic in remembering things that I forget, like, she'll say, oh, you wrote that in chapter 2 last year, because she's got a younger memory than I do. So she's been invaluable. So that's my background, and I do a lot of teaching and traveling. I'm going to Germany and Austria coming up in a few weeks, and just love, love, love teaching the material.
Nice. I heard, actually, that was how Simon and Garfunkel formed, too. Paul Simon.
Really?
way too much work and was looking for a little support and help. And
right. Okay. So we need to take it on the road.
with a guitar on your back. And
Right.
So Lisa Lorberbaum has an MA in clinical psychology with a specialization in somatic psychology. Lisa, somatic psychology was kind of a little corner offshoot of psychology about 15 years ago. It is now on center stage as all this kind of integrated mind-body stuff is coming out, and inflammation and depression and all the other stuff. How did you pick the right field?
Well, I hope that I understood your question right. You're breaking up a little bit over my connection. But I got very excited about somatic psychology because of all the modalities that address trauma, and specifically that are able to intervene at a nonverbal level. So that's really what drew me to the field first and foremost. And then, you know, it has amazing possibilities for the treatment of all anxiety disorders and affect regulation.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.